USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a deadline of October 31st for lawmakers to pass President Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package. Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President of the Bipartisan Policy Center, said on CBS there likely will be a compromise.
We're probably looking at a package that they're coming pretty close to agreeing on around $2 trillion as opposed to the $3.5 trillion that was originally estimated.
President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he hopes Republicans in Congress will not be irresponsible and refuse to raise the debt limit as the legislative deadline approaches. Biden said at the White House before heading to Delaware that he would work hard to get both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the wider reconciliation bill passed. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.